Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature another three Motown artists with the lead singer in the name of the group. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, The Temptations, The Jackson 5, Diana Ross, The Supremes, The Marvelettes, Johnny Gill, Choker Campbell's Big Band, DeBarge, and The Contours. Well, first up this half hour, Smokey Robinson, The Miracles will point it out right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. we go. Get up, get up, get up.
Get up off your high horse, girl. Think what you're doing, doing. Get up off your high horse, girl. Think what you're doing, doing.
Spin it around.
Your merry-go-round. You got me dizzy, 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 dizzy.
Get it together. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
You don't want my love.
Motown memory from the Jackson 5, Get It Together, and then reached number 28 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1973, and before that, The Temptations with Girl, Why You Wanna Make Me Blue, and then reached number 26 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1964, and we started this half hour with Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, and pointed out number 37 from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists with the lead singer in the name of the group. Well, coming up, the fifth such artist this hour, Diana Ross and the Supremes and Love Child. Well, Love Child was the second single in the title track from the album entitled Love Child, and it became the Supremes' 11th number one single in the United States. The record took just 3 weeks to reach top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and then it topped there for 2 weeks, November 30th through December 7th, 1968. It was overthrown by even a bigger Motown single, Marvin Gaye's I Heard Through the Grapevine. The song paved new ground for major pop hits with the then-controversial subject matter of illegitimacy. And it was also the single that finally knocked the Beatles' Hey Jude off the top spot in the United States after its 9-week run. Well, on Billboard's special 2015 chart of the top 40 biggest girl groups of all time in the Billboard Hot 100 charts, Love Child ranked highest among the Supremes' 6 entries. Well, in 1967, Diana Ross and the Supremes dropped Florence Ballard, and they acquired new member Cindy Birdsong, and they added Ross's name to the billy. Following this string of changes, the Supremes had mixed success on the pop charts. Reflections peaked at number 2 on the Billboard pop charts, and In and Out of Love peaked at number 9, but the group's next two singles did not hit the top 20. This prompted Motown chief Berry Gordy to hold a special meeting, which was attended by a group of writers and producers at the label, including R. Dean Taylor, Frank Wilson, Pam Sawyer, Deke Richards, and Henry Cosby. The group, who named themselves The Clan, set out to work on a hit single for Diana Ross and the Supremes, and instead of composing another love-based song, the team decided to go a different way. And the result was this great song, Love Child, by the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories.
In others' eyes I see reflected, I hurt, scorned,
I work hard to feel the need.
Johnny Gill with Rub You the Right Way, and they reached number 3 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1990. Before that, the Marvelettes and the classic Too Many Fish in the Sea, reaching number 25 from 1964. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes and Love Child, number 1 from 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 6 Motown artists with the lead singer in the title of the group. Well, coming up, the 6th such artist this hour, Choker Campbell's Big Band and Come See About Me, the Supremes' number 1 smash hit. But here's the instrumental version right here on Motown Memories.
I some money. She can be covered with the rest, long as she got some cash.
The Contours with First I Look at the Purse, and that reached number 57 there to the Billboard Pop Charts in 1965. Before that, DeBarge and Love Me in a Special Way, reaching number 45 from 1984. And we started with Choker Kimball's Big Band and Come See About Me. Didn't chart, recorded, released in 1964, and Choker Kimball played tenor saxophone on that tune. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists with their lead singer's name in the title of the group. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.